The brand new Willow Doncaster boutique apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury.
Although, such a great day in Melbourne, but not a great day in Melbourne in some respects, because this is diabolical. There is a news story. Okay, that might be a stretch.
That's a massive call.
That's a massive stretch.
Okay. Okay. Disastrous.
It's unfortunate.
Okay, unfortunately, the iconic Melbourne restaurant tram car has been taken off. It's been temporarily suspended, ground to a halt. They've taken off the tracks.
Jeez.
Anyone who's booked in for dinner, lunch on the tram car restaurant, all the bookings have been obviously null and void because
it's meant to be amazing.
Oh, it's great. I've been on it.
Have you
it's
been?
Wonderful. Yeah, I had a girlfriend's birthday party.
Wow.
It was amazing.
I always found it a bit funny because you're sitting on a tram, and I get motion sickness anyway, but having, you know, the tracks, it's a bit wonky, like when you get your food down. Is it stable?
I think it's a tram. It's still a tram. Like,
I love it, though, because I drive past it. It's the maroon-coloured tram.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful. And inside, it's like going into an Agatha Christie movie. Like, it's old school. Mm. You feel like you're back in the 1920s.
Miss Marple about it.
It's beautiful. Mm. Anyway, the issue is, apparently, the safety standards have not been met. And admittedly, I think that's what they're saying.
Right.
Anyway, they've been given, Yarra Trams has given the company that owned this a 2-week deadline to fix the problem.
Otherwise, gone.
Well, there's a suggestion
Harry
that
and
they're
Meghan
not going
should have
to
got
fix
on that one.
It. Of course they should, but this is iconic. This is part of Melbourne, the tram car restaurant. If you're travelling from overseas, this is where you're going to. It's one of the things. It's one of the experiences in Melbourne.
It is. How do we fix this, Boxy?
Well, you know what we do? We save it, Feb, and this is what this show does.
No.
We save things in Melbourne.
Do we do an OB from the tram?
I'm happy to do that.
We can do breakfast on the tram.
Okay. Great idea.
They're all good ideas, but what this show does is attempt to save things.
Hey, don't try to shut it down.
Rather than save... Look. There are a couple of examples, Fev, and I'm all for this. I'm just saying it would be the first time.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, it would be the first time we've actually saved something. We've tried a couple of times. Remember this one?
Oh, God.
We're trying to save your job.
Trying to save your job at the moment.
Remember this bloody one when my computer doesn't... I am going to go out there to the techs and...
Can you blow up now? Just
here
blow
it
up
comes.
On air. Blow up on air.
Happily.
Do it.
What is wrong with this bloody computer?
Zeta.
I am not kidding. A bad tradesman might blame his tools, but right now this tool is a piece of junk.
I think Byron was going to put a little bit of a story arc around how we try to save Draculas.
Yes,
that was
a big push to save Dracula.
And then we try to save the festival hall, but they're going to knock it down and make millions.
I did have examples which would have embarrassed you more because in the audio you sounded so excited that we were going to save those two iconic institutions and then, of course, we failed.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know what, Byron? Three's the charm.
Three, yes, I was going to say the same thing.
We're
Let's
not going to let the Melbourne tram car restaurant go. In fact, 131060, do you have any great memories of the tram car restaurant? Let's go down memory lane and really build the nostalgia of this.
Right.
Have you got that song at least?
Or should we just try get on the tram? No.
Let's take a song.
The problem is the tram's it's been suspended. You can't even get on it as well.
It's working about as well as my computer is at the moment.
Do you reckon you can get that fixed in the next song?
We've got 3 minutes, otherwise jobs will be lost.
13, 10, 60. Big dog.
I think yours is at the top of that list.
13, 10, 60.
Your hat
number.
Says undefeated. I reckon you're defeated right now.
Give us a call with your Melbourne tram restaurant memories.
1019 The Fox.
What are you trying to save this time
in Melbourne? Okay, there is a concern that the Melbourne's iconic tram car restaurant may cease business. It's been taken off the rails. It's apparently got to. It's got a two-week deadline to get some sort of safety. I mean, safety is important. Don't get me wrong.
And Australia is at a point, Boxy, where it's 5% unemployment. Well, that might go up because people will lose their job.
Good point, Kev.
I mean, we're not fear-mongering, but there's every likelihood that people will lose their jobs.
It failed its safety assessment, and then there's a rumour that maybe they're not even going to bother fixing it. Well, this can't happen. We need that restaurant.
Not on our watch.
No, we need it travelling around Melbourne, feeding people their salmon while they pass
their champagne.
Fabulous little tram car. Have you ever been on it, Fev?
No.
Well, you could.
We might need to get back on it.
I think I had tickets, but just didn't get around to it.
Now we are
motion sickness.
Trying to gather, create the emotion around
memories.
This.
The memories,
and we want people to relive their great memories of being on the Melbourne tram car restaurant. Are you there, Kelly in Reservoir?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Kel, let's relive what the experience was like for you on the tram car restaurant.
Well, my dad actually booked out the whole tram for my parents' wedding anniversary, their 30th.
Oh.
And we surprised Mum. We organised our close family and friends to be on the tram, and Mum wasn't aware and stepped on the tram to a massive surprise.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And how was it? Was the food good? Was it amazing?
The food is actually really, really nice. It's quality food, and we went on the later one, which is the more expensive.
Yeah, it's the more upmarket.
Yeah. Your dad went all out.
Kelly's rich.
Kel, what a beautiful memory.
Yeah. Great
parents'
memories.
30th wedding anniversary. Martha in Sunbury. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Fifi.
Oh, Martha, isn't it sad news if they get rid of the tram car restaurant?
It is too sad. We had a beautiful night. We had, we've done it so many times. I'm trying to count how many times, but the one I'm talking about, there were six of us all together, our best man and his wife, and very good friends of ours.
Wonderful.
You know, they go back to about 60 years ago, but the food and the service.
Wow, is that how long it's been going for, Martha?
Oh, look, this would have been a good 15 to 20 years ago.
Wow. Oh, Martha, I just want to save it for you. What a wonderful it's been part of your life all this time.
Don't make any promises. You can't control the safety elements.
Well, I think we'll get Martha involved and we will save
I don't think Martha's going to be able to help.
I don't think I could say no to Martha.
No.
Okay.
Martha, we love having you on the show. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, I'm crying about it, really. I'm upset.
Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, no, Martha, we're going to hold the mantle. We're going to do this for you, okay?
Careful what you promise people.
Martha just made our promo.
Yep.
We're going to play that all day long.
We're saving the restaurant.
We're going to save it for you, Martha.
For you.
Well, I can't guarantee it.
Mick in Coburg. Hi, Mick.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good, Mick. Mick, have you enjoyed the Melbourne tram car restaurant?
I haven't yet, but we have two tickets to go and we must use them by January, so kind of hoping that they keep it going.
Oh, Mick, we've got to get it back on the rails for you because your voucher will expire.
Yeah, it was a present because we moved over from Perth at the start of the year and my partner got it as a gift for leaving their work.
What a great gift
great
idea.
Great gift. Well, as it turned, maybe not a great gift.
Yeah, we'll get the wheels in motion to save the tram.
Yeah.
But, Bar, have you got the what else we've tried to save?
What do you mean?
The bit you were trying to play 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were several examples. I don't know why you'd go back to them now. But, yes, Fief did try and, of course, save this Melbourne institution.
This is a sad day in Melbourne. Australia's longest-running theatre restaurant, Dracula's, after 37 years. It's closing down. I hope we can maybe turn this around.
Well, you want to try and
to save Dracula's.
And unfortunately,
it didn't work out well.
Bomb, bomb.
That's gone. I believe it's now an apartment building worth 30 mil.
So hopefully this all is. Do you have a plan, step one, of how you're going
to? Look, it's only just come to my attention, so I've got a bit of work to do.
101.9 The Fox.
We were just talking about the iconic Melbourne tram car. It's been derailed. It's failed a safety assessment, and there is a suggestion it may not come back. Well, no, we are fighting for it. We are not letting the Melbourne tram car restaurant go. It's an iconic part of this city, and we fight for things in this city when they're under threat.
Right. Well, not with a great history. I mean, we mentioned Dracula's restaurant. What an iconic place it was.
Well, you know what? We tried pretty hard to save that.
Yeah, we did.
We went all out.
Okay.
We even did a gig there.
We did.
And you dressed up as... it's interesting.
Frankenfurter.
But we've got another call here, Fief. It's interesting because, yes, we failed to save Dracula's Theatre Restaurant. You're looking to save the Melbourne Tram Restaurant.
Mm.
But Morel in Kensington's given us a call.
Hey, Morel.
Hello, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Morel.
I'm sorry to say, Fief, but you also tried to save Festival Hall and weren't very successful on that front either.
Yeah, Morel.
Thank you for reminding me, Morel.
Yeah, there was an issue there, mate. We really wanted to save it and we called through to the owners and they said they didn't want a bar of us. So,
I believe I was given a restraining order to refrain from mentioning Festival
Hall. I reckon that's the first time. I think you were issued with a cease and desist and I think this is the first time we've said the words Festival Hall on this show for about a year upon legal advice.
Because we tried to get Danny Minogue on
Kylie.
Board.
Or
was it
Kylie?
No, Kylie Minogue.
Kylie was on board.
And then they were selling it for millions for apartments and then we tried to buy an apartment and they didn't want to know about us.
We were just trying everything to save that.
Yeah.
You know what I learned through that?
So thanks for your call.
Some people just don't want to be saved.
101.9 The Fox.
You are going to know our next guest. This is just a few of her many hits. We loved Alarm. You know what we liked? The collaboration with our local boy, Illy. That was good of you to do that.
True.
And, of course, this smash.
Yeah.
How good is it? She is returning to Melbourne. Very good.
My kids love that song.
Can you stop singing her song?
Oh,
she is returning to Melbourne April 2019. Your tickets are on sale tomorrow through moshtix.com.au.
We love your music. We love it when you're in the studio. Anne-Marie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You're just a delight. You are, and it's early in the morning and you're so happy to be here.
Yeah.
And this song, we bang it out every morning, sometimes twice a morning in our 3-hour shift.
Yes.
And I love this because 2002, so many memories for most people, and you wrote it because you had a love back then. Can you tell us anything about
it? Well, I thought I did. You know when you're young and you just think you fall in love with everyone?
Yes.
That's what I was like.
Yes.
But Mum and Dad have been together since they were 14 as well, so ever since I was young, just wanted to marry the person I was with since I was younger, but that didn't happen.
He's kicking himself now, though, isn't he?
Yeah, just the thought of like being young and carefree and just makes me smile anyway. So being able to sing a song about it makes me.
Are you still in touch with him?
No.
Has he reached out at all?
No, I don't. I literally didn't speak to him after that. Like after I was like 11.
Would he know? Would he hear that song on the radio and go, "Hang on a minute"?
Maybe.
That's a great song. I used to do some of my best work in 2002.
Oh dear.
I
was on.
I was just
a young sportsman thinking he was cool as a cucumber.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not now. I'm just
glad
old
I know
and
you
fat.
Now.
Now,
I much prefer him now, trust me.
I did a bit of Insta stalking of you last night. Mm-hmm. You've got a great Instagram page. Very
Thanks.
Funny. It is absolutely, if you don't follow it, get on and follow. You've got about 85 million people. But I went to a clip about 2002 when with your good mate Ed Sheeran, and you're in a dressing room maybe before a gig, and you presented him with a plaque, the platinum plaque, and you're, "This is my song," and you're all having a little giggle. "This is what I wrote." And he took it on board, and it was the first time it went platinum in the UK.
Yeah.
And it must just be so cool to have a friend like that, but then you dominate him.
Yeah. I think that's why we're friends, because we have that kind of relationship. Yeah, he's cool. Like, we've been friends for so long now, it seems strange thinking of him as a celebrity, which is kind of strange, but he's so talented, and I never forget that he's so talented, but I'm obviously better than him.
Well, did you? Yeah,
absolutely.
Though.
You got him covered. Definitely got him covered.
Well, you got him covered when you turn around and say, "Hey, Ed, I've got my own tour now."
Yeah.
I'm the front one.
Yeah, that feels nice.
Yeah.
I love touring with him, and I love touring with Rudimental as well, but...
Step aside.
Yeah. No, I'm done. No, I'm joking.
No more support slots. She's retired from support acts. She's done. Doesn't matter who you are, by the way. Coldplay, if you're listening, not interested.
No.
Forget it. Everybody.
Yeah. I'm riding solo.
Yeah.
Is there anyone you'd love to work with, or that you know, even influences when you were growing up that you think, because anything's possible now, Anne-Marie. You can do anything.
I know. I mean, I love listening to Alicia Keys and Christina Aguilera and all those kinds of women, and Alanis Morissette would be really cool.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That would be, because I know she was a huge influence on you. Imagine, that can happen.
That would be like the horriblest to men record ever you've ever heard.
And the way social media works now, you could just chuck it out there on social media and say, "Hey, let's do... Yeah, let's go.
You can do that thing. You know, it's called a like tennis, and you like someone, and then they like a picture back, and then you like, and then they like.
I didn't know. Is that a thing?
It's called like tennis.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, you could like one of hers, and then see if she... I mean, probably hard to tell because you have a lot of likes to get through.
Byron doesn't have many friends, so don't worry
for me.
So you can just see everyone.
Yeah.
Actually, anyway. Anne-Marie, Byron had a party on the weekend, and only 4 people turned up.
Okay.
Oh, that's so sad.
I did really... DM you, but you didn't. Please tell me
that's a joke.
No,
unfortunately,
a joke.
It's not.
It was pretty grim. Anyway, not the point. Anne-Marie is going to perform for us right now, and we're very excited that she's about to play her hit song 2002 live in the studio. Just to change the subject.
Yes.
Here we go, Anne-Marie, right here on the Fox with Fifi, Fev, and Byron.
I will always remember
day you kiss my lips light as a feather. And it went just like this. No, it's never been better than the summer of 2002. Ooh, we were only 11, but acting like grown-ups, like we are in the present. Drinking from plastic cups, singing love is forever and never. Well, I guess that was true. Ooh, dancing on the hood in the middle of the woods, on an old Mustang, where we sang songs with all our childhood friends. And it went like this, say, oops, I got 99 problems singing bye-bye-bye. Hold up, if you wanna go and take a ride with me, better hit me, baby, one more time. Paint a picture for you and me on the days when we were young, singing at the top of both our lungs. Now we're under the covers. Fast forward to 18, we are more than lovers. Yeah, we are all we need when we're holding each other. I'm taken back to 2002. Ooh, dancing on the hood in the middle of the woods, on an old Mustang, where we sang songs with all our childhood friends. And it went like this, say, oops, I got 99 problems singing bye bye bye. Hold up, if you wanna go and take a ride with me, better hit me, baby, one more time. Paint a picture for you and me on the days when we were young. Singing at the top of both our lungs on the day we fell in love. Ooh, ooh, on the day we fell in love. Ooh, ooh, dancing on the hood in the middle of the woods, on an old Mustang, where we sang songs with all our childhood friends. Oh, now, oops, I got 99 problems singing bye, bye, bye. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, better hit me, baby, one more time. Paint a picture for you and me on the days when we were young.
Not want to miss Anne-Marie when she performs live. She is coming back to Melbourne April 2019. The tickets on sale tomorrow. Ooh. Jump on, because these will go.
They'll get snapped up pretty quick, I would have thought.
Moshtix.com.au for Anne-Marie live in Melbourne, and we will be in the audience if we get tickets, but we can't wait.
If you don't, I'm sorry.
We'll buy them.
We'll get tickets.
What will happen is bring your four friends.
Byron will like one of your photos, Anne-Marie, and hope that you like him back and then give him a ticket.
Forehand. Backhand.
I'll do that for you.
Thanks very much.
I will.
Okay, she won't.
101.9 The Fox.
The honey badger, Nick Cummins, is back in the news again, although I'm calling fake news already. Before I even tell you what it is, Feb, I believe it's fake.
Okay.
They're suggesting he is romantically linked to one of the girls that was on the Kokoda trek with him.
Oh.
Now, this will be some wannabe journo has seen a photo that has Nick and this particular girl in it and said, oh, they must have hooked up. Mm-hmm. That is not fact. That is fake.
Okay.
Until I see...
The woman's day?
Yeah.
Then we'll know it's definitely real.
But anyway, the woman in question, though, is... her name's Lucy Steggles, and she's the heiress to the Steggles Chicken Empire.
Get in with a Steggle.
Well, I feel like chicken tonight.
That's what he was doing when he was going up Kokoda.
Oh, dear.
Different company.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Steggles.
Don't let that get away with his joke, though.
Steggles. Good surname, though, isn't it? Like, that's impressive. Lucy Steggles. She's, they'd be billionaires.
Billionaires, yes.
They? A lot of chicken getting around
good
the country.
Good lot of chicken.
Good perks.
Well, that's what the perks you would get dating a billionaire.
What would you get? Cheap chicken. what are the perks?
No. Well, she's loaded, right. Is I guess what I'm saying, sure. Byron. There would be perks attached to being, well, okay, that might be a grand scale of perks. Like if you're going to hook up with Lucy Steggles or James Packer, there's obvious perks. Yeah. There's access to a yacht.
It's like Melania Trump when she married Donald. She's thinking he's loaded perks. Now she's up. Yeah. Poop Creek without
what
a.
What have I done?
Yeah, didn't go. It wasn't with him, and then thought, oh, he's going to be the president of the United States. So now she's stuffed because she has to do things. But I thought perks. Mm-hmm. I've got my wife Alex. Great perks.
Yeah, there you go.
She's got runway room, free haircut. I get makeovers. You two get looked after.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean runway room. You being hooked up with Alex Favola is. I mean,
great perks.
That's why I'm even friends with you because I love Alex.
She hooked up with me. Along. I was a footy player. She got nothing, and now I'm hanging off her coattails.
Absolutely.
Beautifully.
Now I'm just wondering, and it's a brave question to ask, but we're going to do it. 13 10 60. Are you dating someone for the perks?
Oh, okay.
Now, hang on. Now, I know, there must be more to it, but let's be honest. Maybe you're not necessarily, you'd end the relationship, but the guy you're dating works at the coffee shop and you get free coffees.
Oh, yes.
Like it's you don't want to break up because the perks are too good.
Okay, so we can change voices. We've got the voice disguiser. You don't need to be, you can use a different name.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60. It's a big call.
Or you could say, I love my boyfriend, I love my girlfriend, and I really love the perks.
Yeah, it's like, it's like Byron Cook with an E on the end, dating all these Insta models.
Whoa.
And he gets like free protein balls, shakes. Is
I do. Actually, I recently got an endorsement with Slim Tum. Yeah. So that's going quite well for me. It's 7:49.
You get to go to all the bodybuilding.
Hey.
101.9 The Fox.
As we have attempted to do in the past, a Melbourne icon is at threat, and this show is going to step in.
We're not having it.
Not on our watch.
They can't get rid of this Melbourne icon, not while we're here.
No way. We didn't do so well for Dracula's Theatre Restaurant, but that's okay.
Or Festival Hall.
But this one is different, and
now,
we'll get to it.
We're talking about perks in a relationship. You know, those things that you might love or be in love with your partner, but you also really love what comes with them. And that can be a free gym
you'll
membership.
Love that more.
They might work at a cinema. You get free movies. They're those things that when you think...
Insta fitness model.
Yes, Byron knows well, as you pointed out,
lots of other
free
examples.
Protein shakes, the occasional protein ball. No, but it's when
pre-workout products.
You know you're in it for the perks are important when you go to break up or you're thinking about breaking up and you do your pros and cons list and the pros is all the stuff you don't want to lose.
I think that'd outweigh if you've got good perks.
Yeah.
You hang around.
Stick around for a bit.
Now we've got Sarah in Melbourne. Hi, Sarah.
Once the voice disguise, hopefully it's working.
Are you there, Sarah?
Oh, sorry. It's just tweaking
it's
it.
It's not you, Sarah. It's Byron.
No, it's the voice disguiser. We're tweaking it, and here we go. It's Sarah, not her real name.
Hey there, Sarah.
Hey.
Oh, you're on the voice disguiser, Sarah. So tell us, what's the perk in your relationship that's keeping you there?
Free personal training.
That's so good.
Do you actually like him, or you just like the training?
Look, I'm saving myself about $60 each time I go to the gym, so...
You're saving $60 a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, how many sessions do you do a week, Sarah?
Oh, well, I have to do 5 because he lives and breathes fitness, so I have to do it too.
It's $300 a week.
That's hard to say goodbye to. That's a very good perk.
There we go.
And once you get fit, you just dump him.
Well, you know what? I did.
Oh, she's already got rid of him. Well, there we go. Thank you.
Whoa.
Sarah, not her real name. Wow.
Thank you for sharing that, Sarah. Christy in Airport West. Hi, Christy.
Just converting back to the non-voice disguiser, and here we go. This will be the regular phone eventually.
Mm. Yeah, anyway, Boxy.
Did you do this bit in training where you flick from the voice disguiser?
Don't you even start.
Okay.
Here she is.
Hey, Christy.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, Christy. Christy, Byron's not happy, so let's not tempt fate here. But why did you stay in a relationship?
Well, this has probably been 12 years running. For the past 12 years, I've had 4 boyfriends, and each one of the boyfriends' parents has worked at the same dog food factory, so I get free dog food.
Wow. do the partners know this?
Yes, very, very aware. And he makes the joke that whenever I get sick of him, I'm just going to go and stand outside the gates of the dog food factory and ask the dads where their sons are.
There is so much more to this. This is more than perks. Let's break this down. You've dated four guys and each of those guys' parents works at the dog food factory.
Yeah.
I come
from a small country town, so
There's not much to choose from in a country town.
But you think the parents over their cuppa at morning tea, they're all in the same staff room.
Sure.
Gee, that Christy. Whose son's she after this week?
Yeah, I hope not.
Are you still with any of them?
I am. I've been with the most recent one for 6.5 years.
Oh, okay. Solid.
And that's the best dog food.
Does his parents own it? Have you stepped your way up?
No, they don't.
Okay.
But still the free dog food.
I'm tempted to ask what the dog food is.
Oh, it's like rejected dog food that they can't sell.
Well, that's not such a catch. Here we were thinking it was some premium product. It's the offal.
It's an Aldi.
101.9 The Fox. 2PC. Make way for the fun police.
Oh, no, not another one.
Oh, yes. This is a private school in Melbourne, Lowther Hall. News headlines today that the school has banned girls from wearing skirts or dresses, replacing them with shorts and pants.
What?
It's an interesting one. They've banned skirts and dresses, saying that this will lead girls to participate more in school life. So if you're wearing shorts or pants, you're more inclined to participate. I want to make this very clear. I have no problem with... I don't mind the introduction, obviously, of shorts and pants and the ability to choose.
Right. Yep.
So I have no problem if a school has skirts, dresses, pants, shorts, and a girl can go, I actually would like to wear pants, or I would actually wear a skirt. But if you're banning skirts and dresses, well, that's not fair.
Yeah, I 100% agree, Boxy. My kids go to a public school, primary school, and they can wear whatever they want. So they can wear pants. Well, Lenny opts often to wear pants and
likes
shorts.
A pant, yes.
She loves pants. She doesn't want to wear a dress. She doesn't like it.
And that's
where
great.
Lulu wears a dress.
Because Lulu wants to wear a dress. See, it's interesting because I think the petition, and I know this is, it's actually a conversation that's happening through Victorian Parliament at the moment for all public schools, not necessarily private schools, but to introduce and to maintain the wearing of pants and shorts. But it's okay to want to wear a dress too. Like, I think we can go too far in the opposite direction.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think banning anything's not good. So absolutely, introduce pants and shorts. Don't ban skirts and dresses.
I hope I'm not speaking out of school here, but I've seen a lot of your Insta stories with Trixie, and she wears a lot of dresses.
She will not wear pants.
She wouldn't want to wear pants. She wants to wear a dress.
Absolutely. So if she went to this school, I'd have her in tears. Yeah. And she'd be going, I don't want to wear pants. I mean, I've got all these jeans. I've got all these pants. Do you know what I am? I'm a mum. I think I'm the opposite of my mum. Because my mum told me what to wear. I let Trixie wear whatever she wants.
Yep. Yeah.
And she's got leggings, pants, shorts, skirts. She would put on a pair of tights and a tutu every day. And I even say to her, sweetheart, it's a bit warm for tights. Loves her tights.
Loves tights.
And she loves her skirts and dresses. I don't want that to be stamped out of her.
Well, we shouldn't. There's an easy way out of this.
Mm.
This school just needs to have, you can wear whatever you want.
Totally.
If you want to wear a pant, wear a pant. If you want to wear a short, wear a short.
Simple.
If you want to wear a skirt, wear a bloody skirt.
Yes, be inclusive of everyone's
Correct.
Choices. Don't
Thank
get
you.
Rid of dresses.
Jeez.
Too far.
PC. PC.
Make way for the fun police.
What are you doing? You can't say that.
Can't fake. Don't worry.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Saturday night was radio's night of nights. It's like television's Logies, but for the radio industry. Fev and I didn't go. Had
Forrest
other things
Gump
on. Fev had Forrest Gump. Oh, I had a prior engagement.
Absolutely.
Byron went on our behalf. Now, Byron, you did elect to host a pre-show party.
I had a pre-party. I had drinks at my place. And I think overall... it went very, very well.
We talked about this last week because you put on this party with, you got some free vodka sodas from your friend, Marcus Kellett.
Yeah.
It was Fev's mate that you've
vodka soda
hijacked.
Yeah.
And Amanda, our actual boss, yep. had another party at a bar close to the venue. She put her black Amex behind the bar, free drinks, any drink you wanted, and she invited the whole radio station. So based on the fact that she had a far better party happening at the venue,
better is
how did your
subjective.
Party go in your two-bedroom townhouse in South Melbourne?
Well, it's quite a large, spacious townhouse.
All you need to answer is how did your hashtag go?
The hashtag, I did not
did
launch a
tracked?
Hashtag.
No,
I
did.
What was the hashtag?
I didn't launch a hashtag.
Spawn.
I think one of my guests, well, Spawn, was because I had about seven sponsors involved at the party. I paid for absolutely nothing. As long as my guests were happy to share.
How did your antipasto?
The antipasto was excellent, thank you.
Did you get that sponsor?
No, I paid for that.
Thought you did.
How did your hashtag go?
I should get a deli sponsor, though. That's
what's the hashtag he's talking about?
You had a hashtag.
No.
Get around the hashtag.
And it was vodka, soda, and...
What is it?
It was just Spawn. Leon, there was no official hashtag. You were there.
There was a list of hashtags given just on the entrance.
Oh, that's such crap.
This is such crap. You had some hashtags.
You also have a gentleman who's a tailor who owns the business downstairs
No, well, he's not downstairs, but he is a mate of mine. And he dressed me, which was very nice of him, but he brought a lint roller. he's very well equipped. So other guests, as they came in... We're getting their jackets just spruced up a little bit.
You had him in the kitchen cutting up lines.
He's very versatile, my tailor. And thank you to Sam at Saatchi Tailors. He does a brilliant job.
I'll tell you what, Byron. You looked very dapper.
Thank you.
You did look very good.
Well, that's very kind. Yes. And he does a good job with that.
He's also
very
good. Did you know anyone at your party?
He's very good with food preparation as well. He does a tremendous job. At one point...
Your suit was on point. Your shoes were on point. Your beard was on point.
Thank you.
You actually looked very handsome.
You had lots of people from Sydney at your party. Did you have anyone from Melbourne?
Because the point is... And we'll end on this note. Right, why would you have a national awards night, right, and just hang out with the same bloody people that you hang out with all week?
Because they're your mates?
No, but you network. I can hang out with you guys anytime. You weren't even there.
Who was your network?
What, they're people from other states.
Were any of them over 25?
Because
it was a young group.
Okay.
Are they regionals?
They're regionals.
What do they do?
They work hard and they come up through the ranks, Fev.
Oh.
And if they work really hard, they get a job like yours in Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
You didn't need to do that.
No.
Some of them were from Cessnock, your favourite market.
Yes!
It was great. Hey, call right now. Take on either Fifi or Fev. It seems as though they are on this morning. I know Fifi's on. She's swinging. 13, 10, 60. Call us right now to play. We're back down to $100. We'll do it after this.
101.9 The Fox.
We were talking about this on Friday, Fev, after the challenge I gave you at the start of last week to meet Harry and Meghan in town last Thursday. Everyone was trying to get their attention, and then you turned up with a 30-strong a cappella choir from the Australian Glee Club, got their attention, and it made the news. It was on SBS. It was on brides.com, Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair.
It even, over the weekend, it was on Entertainment Tonight. Yep. Canada edition. We've got audio of this. Can we have a listen to how our show was reflected over in Canada?
This is exciting.
On Entertainment Tonight.
Wow, okay.
Harry also got a surprise from a local radio station, Fox 101.9 Morning Show host Fifi, Fev, and Brian.
No traction.
Brian. Oh, look, I don't claim to be huge in Canada. Melbourne, different story.
Brian! You're the best. I'll tell you one. Oh, okay.
I was just going to say,
with all the royal stuff, guys, I didn't really meet them.
No, you didn't.
That's right.
And I got my little daughter, Lulu, trying to be cool.
I'll turn the song down.
Turn the song off.
I was trying to be cool and said, look how cool Dad is. And I showed her the stuff and she goes, well, Dad, you're not really cool. And I said, why? And she goes, well, Fifi said you have to meet them and you didn't really meet them. You didn't do anything.
See, Lulu is a very smart girl. She's so smart. And because I've been sitting over here biting my tongue.
Yeah. I just thought I'd bring it up.
I love what you did. And it was fabulous. Yeah. And it got so much traction. But technically you failed the challenge.
Failed. That's what I'm saying.
As long as we're all on the same page.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm on the same page. So is my daughter.
You failed.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm Brian in
Play
Canada.
Play the song, Brian.
Here we go.
101.9 The Fox.
All the pollies returning to federal parliament today. Ooh, the future of Scott Morrison's government hangs in the balance. Tell you what, that disastrous Wentworth by-election has thrown
known a cat amongst the pigeons.
Over 100 years.
Yeah, independent Karen Phelps. Look, she's expected to claim victory, and I say that because if you were following social media or watching this on Saturday night, and you would watch it, Forrest Gump was on. Why would you watch this?
Oh, the
no, they kept, no, what happened was, Boxy, you weren't watching Forrest Gump, but they kept bloody going to the...
They're interrupting Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Get out.
And then the two people, the two people that were doing
the analysts,
they go, oh, well, we've cut in. Forrest Gump is on. They were actually talking about Gump in between. I'm like, well, put bloody Gump back
There's
on.
There's a fair chance if you're watching Forrest Gump on a Saturday night, you don't want to hear about politics.
Sure.
But anyway, I just clocked on social media. I'm like, oh, she's won. And she did a victory speech and everything was looking very positive. Then yesterday we discovered... Ugh, the sneaky postal vote.
Right.
The postal vote was coming through yesterday and it was inching the person she was up against.
The Liberal candidate.
What's his name?
I think that might be part of his problem.
I think that's a big problem because he's not even in the article.
No one knows his name.
Hey, Gump did say to the president in the political, he goes, I would have had me 16 Dr. Peppers.
That's actually in Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
That's the character played by Tom Hanks.
He's talking to the president.
Talked to Richard Nixon, I believe it was at the time.
Thank you.
I think I need a pee.
Anyway, the point is, look, it looks like she's going to win. It's almost a dead cert she's going to win. But this postal vote is making things interesting.
Sure.
So I love that idea, though, celebrating before you've actually won, only to find out you might not have won at all.
Yeah, early celebrations, Boxy. I remember winding back the clock to my footy days. It would have been about 10 years ago. We played Hawthorn at the MCG and we were 22 points down in the last quarter and I flicked some switches and kicked a few snags and we got back within 4 points and I kicked eight so far. And there was about a minute to go and I was about 30 metres out, directly, a little bit of an angle. And I've gone back and I don't usually celebrate unless it's going in. Like I don't do the old, it's a goal without knowing exactly it was a goal.
Because your celebration, the finger point was pretty big for you.
It goes up. The arm just goes up and then I search to who I'm going to celebrate. Not only the players, like the crowd, because I don't know players. You didn't do anything. I just go to the supporters. Anyway, I kicked it and it was going straight through the middle and I've put the arm up and it's hit the bloody post. So I celebrated way too early.
Oh.
It was shattering. And I reckon the only time I've ever cried on a footy ground when that sign went, I was like, oh,
did you
no.
cry?
I was so upset because I cost us a game.
Well, or because you were humiliated because you celebrated.
Yeah, but I did kick eight. But anyway, if I didn't kick those five in the last quarter, we probably wouldn't have come back. And then it did remind me also, I celebrated way too early. This was the same year. It was just 2009. The Blues were playing Carlton. The Blues were playing Brisbane up at the Gabba in a final. And if we won that, we'll play in the Doggies the next week. And we beat the Doggies all year, so I thought we've got them covered. And I'm thinking, we're in a prelim if we win this.
It was 32 up?
It was 32 points up.
15. So you're two games ahead of yourself at this stage.
No, yeah, this game's over. We're 32 points up at the 15-minute mark of the last quarter.
Yeah.
And I went over to my little mate Eddie Betts and I said, brother, we're going to be in a prelim. And he looked at me and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, mate, we're literally, because we beat the Bulldogs and we had the Saints, one more win away from a granny.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking about a prelim. And I'm like, oh, I haven't been there for a while. Haven't been since 2000, been in a prelim. Fast forward 15 minutes and the Brisbane Lions kicked 7 or 8 goals in a row and we walked off the Gabba and we got beat and we're on our Mad Monday.
Oh,
talk about
out.
Celebrating early.
The brand new Willow Doncaster Boutique Apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury.